would also talk about black people, Jewish people. He even said some very derogatory things about former first lady, always be our first lady, Michelle Obama. Michelle Obama talked about her. He just was not a nice guy, from my understanding. I never knew that because I never was a fan of his designs. Okay, so today we are going to talk about the Met Gala. It was held this past weekend, and there were a lot of celebrities that attended the function or the fundraiser to the arts. That's basically what the Met Gala is all about. And it is produced and coordinated by Vogue, I believe, and Anna Wintour, who is Vogue face or the face of Vogue. She always puts this on. And I've never really watched it because I don't even know if it's aired on TV. I know it is a fundraiser, dinner, ball. And it represents the arts. And so whoever gets invited to this event or exclusive event, they have to dress in the theme for that year, for that particular year of the Met Gala. So this year's theme was honoring designer Karl Lagerfeld. Karl Lagerfeld is a German fashion designer from back in the days. He was a designer. He was a photographer. He also worked with other designers like Chanel and a few other designer houses. Most designers get their start by collaborating with other designers, and then they branch off on their own and start their own collection, and so did he. But the thing about this year's theme is there's been a lot of controversy about the gala and about the theme of the Met Gala, and that is Karl Lagerfeld. So I did some research for you, so you don't have to, because you know that's what I do, but I always tell you to do your due diligence and research this topic of the day, which is the Met Gala controversy of Karl Lagerfeld, so that you can get your own information, your own result into what we're discussing today. So the announcement about the Met Gala theme honoring Karl Lagerfeld had a lot of mixed reactions, a lot of mixed emotions, because this designer has been known for being very misogynistic, very anti-Semitic, very racist, very vocal about fat people, which is what he would call them. He would also talk about black people, Jewish people. He even said some very derogatory things about former first lady, always be our first lady, Michelle Obama. Michelle Obama talked about her. He just was not a nice guy, from my understanding. I never knew that because I never was a fan of his designs. The only way I would get any of his designs if I buy them from the Goodwill or thrift store. Resale, buy them to resell them. That's it. I'm not buying them for me. I will buy them to resell his designs, because he just never interests me. But now that I'm doing the research on this guy, and I'm finding out that he was really not a nice guy, You know, he really wasn't. Based on my research and based on every article, every print, or every question about who he is and who he was, it just shocked me. And it don't shock me. Let me take that back. It really doesn't shock me with these designers, especially when they're coming from different countries. They have a different way of looking at the world, and they also have a different perspective, especially when it comes to Americans. So in my opinion, I don't even know why we patronize these designers the way we do when they could care less. I remember Tommy Hilfiger made a comment about black people buying his designs. I remember Gloria Vanderbilt, and it's not saying, you know, they're not whatever country they're from. It's saying this is how they speak and these are the things that they say. And I remember Gloria Vanderbilt making a comment that she didn't make her jeans for black women. And then she circled back to say she didn't mean it that way. She said it where she didn't think her jeans would attract black women's body shape because black women are naturally curvy. And she didn't think that her jeans would attract black women. Anyway, there were other things that were being said about other, from other designers, and I would probably do a show on that as well. But people are now trying to figure out why would the Met Gala want to honor this man, knowing how controversy he was, how derogatory his tongue was, and how he would say certain things about certain people. But because, in my opinion, and based on what I found out, is he's a longtime friend of Anna Wintour. And of course, many celebrities have worked with him over the years. And because they've worked with him, they've grown fond of him. So you know how they say, I have black friends, I have Jewish friends, so I'm not racist. I have a black friend, and I have a Jewish friend, and I have a fat friend. So it doesn't make them feel like the comments that they're making is bad because they have someone who they're talking about, like in their circle. But in 2019, he passed from a very long decade of career, of his career, like 7 decades. And he was also known for offending people right, left, up, down, in, and out. So what I researched is from, let me see, this is from The Cut, and I researched an article on why people are upset that the Met Gala honored him. So the New York Times did wrote in their article in an obituary that he was known for offending people right and left. And then the most vocal outcry came from actress Jameela Jamil. Why is this who we celebrate when there are so many amazing designers out there who aren't bigoted white men? Carol Delvigne, I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing the name wrong, she has a fashion line called Carol Loves Carl, came to his defense, saying Lagerfeld wasn't the problem. Rather, it's the way the world is and the way the industry has been for a long time. I don't understand that. Maybe she's saying that's just how the fashion industry has allowed people to make these comments and get away with it for so long. So people just get numb to it and they accept it. So the designer will be honored and was honored at the Met Gala in a retrospective of his work that will open to the public on May 5th, which is, I think, Friday. So here is what to know about the exhibit and Lagerfeld's complicated legacy. So why is Lagerfeld controversial? He had a long history of making derogatory comments about sexual assault survivors. So women who were raped, women who were assaulted sexually, in either office or in the industry. So he had a history of making comments about that. He also talked about immigrants and fat people, among others. So in 2019, he said he was fed up with the Me Too movement. What shocks me most in all of this are the starlets who have taken 20 years to remember what happened. He said in a now deleted interview with the European fashion magazine Numero, if you don't want your pants pulled about, don't become a model. That is, like, to me, below the belt. Because you become a model doesn't mean you should be assaulted sexually. Is basically what he's saying. If you don't want your pants pulled about and you don't want to be assaulted sexually, then don't become a model, because that's what's going to happen and that's what we're going to do. Then he had a nerve to say, go join a nunnery, like go be a nun. There'll always be a place for you in the covenant. They're recruiting even. That's not nice to say. Like, you're telling a young girl who is probably has this inspired to be a model all her life based on looking at the models she see on TV or in magazines. And then for him to make the comment that if you don't want your pants pulled about, then don't become a model. He's telling you that eventually you're going to get harassed if you become a model. And if you can't take the heat in the modeling industry, then get out of it. Go be a nun. Not go be a designer or go be a hairstylist. Go be a fashion makeup artist or anything like that. He's telling you to go be a nun because that industry, it is not going to be nice. Let's see what he said. He also said, well, that's what he, that was the last thing he said in that part of the article. But he often spoke about other people's appearances. He called Adele a little too fat. He said Heidi Klum too heavy, Heidi Klum, and said other disparaging things about women's looks, including that Pippa Middleton should only show her back and that Coco Chanel wasn't ugly enough to be a feminist. In 2010, he sparked outrage for photographing model Claudia Schiffer in blackface with the Afro wig. And in 2017, he made bizarre anti-immigrant comments on a French TV show evoking the Holocaust. Remember, this man is German. In response to Angela Merkel's decision to open Germany's borders to Syrian refugees, he said, one cannot, even if there are decades between them, kill millions of Jews so you can bring millions of their worst enemies in their place. Wow. How have people responded to the Met Gala theme? Let's see. So no one who was invited to the Met Gala seems to be skipping in protest of Lagerfeld's comments. But after the theme's announcement, the HF Twitter Met Gala, HTFMG, a group of young fashion fans who officially covered the gala on social media, tweeted that it would not cover this year's event as our values don't align with the selection of Karl Lagerfeld as the theme. I think that everything that Karl represented is something that is that we all generally are very against, one of the organizers of this organization told the Washington Post. We value democratization. He valued exclusivity, and he demonstrated that throughout his career. You see, I never knew that about this guy because I never followed him. I was never interested in him. And you'd be surprised about any of these so-called designers, celebrities, all these people who are so-called the 1%. You'd be surprised how they think and who they can really care about. They don't give a dang. So on Sunday, the Model Alliance led a protest outside of the Met to draw attention to proposed legislation that would provide labor protection for fashion industry workers. What will undoubtedly be left unsaid about Lagerfeld, who I worked with regularly as a model? This is what a young person said. Is any mention of his problematic attitudes toward women who did not fit his harmful and outdated standards? Model Alliance founder Sarah Siff told the New York Post. This is Sarah Siff. Does the Met exhibits address any of this? Honestly, no. I don't know what their reason for honoring him. You know, if he's a longtime friend of Anna Wintour, that's the reason there. Anna Wintour has become the face of Vogue for a very long time. A lot of things have changed. A lot of people are not happy with her being the face of Vogue. And she just really made Vogue to be whatever she wanted it to be. You know, it's just went down and spiraling out. And it's really becoming exclusivity to certain people, in my opinion. And I haven't bought a purchase of Vogue magazine in so long because I'm in the industry of fashion. I'm in the industry of influencer and fashionista and all that other stuff. And I've always purchased the Vogue. But I just started seeing it in a different light. And honestly, when they didn't honor Leon Talley, that did it for me. You know, they didn't honor him, but they put Kim Kardashian on the cover, and they did it at the same time he passed. They still, to this day, in my opinion, haven't done a tribute to this man. You know, so we just got to understand that certain places are not for us, and we can't allow ourselves to try to be in a place that's not for us. You can't plant a plant in certain soil. It is just not going to blossom. It's not going to grab. So we have to start understanding what soil we want to be planted in, right? So let's start focusing on that first, and then everything else will fall in place. That's my opinion. Well, since they decided to go ahead and honor Karl Lagerfeld, there's been a lot of people protesting about him being the honoree and him being the theme of this year's Met Gala. If you have not seen any of the fashion or any of the celebrities, what they wore, who wore what, there was a few pieces or a few fashion looks that I gravitated to, because I am into the fashion industry only because of the fashion and how they look, not so much as honoring him, because like I say, I didn't know he was that type of person. And again, I was not a fan of his designs. Never got my attention to want to wear or even purchase any of his pieces unless I was reselling. So I do have a piece, a few pieces of his styles and designs in my reselling boutique. You can go to fashionreboot.store. And honestly, his designs, they don't even sell for resale. They don't turn really well at all. They don't turn over at all for reselling as far as the price. Him, Karl Lagerfeld, Donna Karen, Tommy Hilfiger, Vera Wang, any of those designers from back in the 80s and the 90s, their reselling profits are horrible. I'm sorry. And you would think because they were so popular, or because they're so popular, they would do well in reselling, but they don't. But I know you can't see my pics of some of the celebrities and what they wore on my podcast, but you can go to Runway Social House _ on Instagram, and we posted a few of our faves, you know, for the Met Gala on that profile, on that platform, and you can take a look at them, or just Google them. You'll see a lot of the different fashion styles and fashion looks. Now, there was a guy, I can't remember his name. I think his name is Laredo or Jaredo Lato. He wore a cat suit because Karl Lagerfeld loved his cat.
And he used to take his cat when he would go out or go on the red carpets. And if I'm not mistaken, the cat is worth a lot of money as well. So I don't know how that works when these rich people leave their monies to their animals. If there's another beneficiary, if something should happen to the pet and then it goes to that person, I don't know how that works. But yeah, the cat is worth a lot of money as well. So, but anyway, I just wanted to come on really quick and just talk about the Met Gala 2023. Give me your thoughts and tell me what you think, or tell me if you knew anything about Karl Lagerfeld, and what are your thoughts and concern on the protest. A lot of people did not get invited, and a lot of people did get invited. Those who got invited turned it down because they were honoring him. So yeah, go ahead and leave me your comments in the comment section. Leave me your thoughts and your concerns if you are able to do that. Because remember, Anchor has now collaborated with Spotify for podcasters. So there's a lot of features that have changed. So, all right, beautiful faces, you will hear me in the next video. Meanwhile, you all have a great week and you have a sunny day.